Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on hatred for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media to just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them. That's straight from Mike P.
Jump on your bike, let's hit the road.
Come on.
Fuck the 5-0, man, we out of control.
Hey.
I'm a bad motherfucker, riding through the night. Hey. A 50 motherfucker and I love to fucking fight. Picture me rolling on my chopper on red. No love for the other side, no need to be friends. Hit the gas, homie, you gotta keep on pissing. Got an out, chin check, so don't you need an ass for the ticket. That's a ticket, man, I ain't gon' pay. Gotta do 30 days locked up in CJ. Let's twist the throttle, let's hit the rolling. My drag bike on my bike, get the blowin'. A third motherfucker street calling me. Like I'm on cause the kids when it's time to eat.
Come on.
Approach me, homie, like the shit all good. I'm like half the motherfuckers that live in my hood. I'ma send you a roll into the mall. With 10 in the clip and 1 in the hole. Fuck what you heard, homie. I'ma always hit a bar. My home was my rubber, but we never ever fall. At the end of the day, we can always stand tall. The gov don't like me, yo, fucking where? I guess you can call me the angel from hell.
Hello, buddy. Had a little issue trying to get in here. Seems somebody's trying to hack my system. And, got it now. And, been fucking around with these guys for the last hour. Got some new updates in and, the security wall, so I think we're good to go right now. Today is October 14th. Today's October 14th. This is the Phil and Bill Show. Talked to Bill today. He said to say hello to everybody. Be back soon.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear that man's voice.
Yeah. Let's see. So, yeah, so we got some issue. I got an issue right here, right now, and trying to see what's going on. But, yeah, hopefully I got him at bay. You know how it is. They're fucking around.
That just gets sickening. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's like, what the fuck already?
Yeah. You know, I got Action Center popping up. I got all kinds of shit popping up, and see what happens.
You need a separate setup just to do the.
I went to the separate setup. They jammed that up too.
Well, maybe you need to bring the people in the little white truck some better donuts.
Them and their donuts.
I'm telling you, dude. Leave a box of donuts in their exhaust system or something. Just shove them in there.
Yeah. I'm thinking a couple of potatoes and redirect the hose.
There you go. That always works.
Of course, now we're in a conspiracy. That's a conspiracy charge because you agreed with me.
Well, you know something? They better put us in the same fucking cell, because if I'm going to be made to be miserable for a lifetime, I'm going to spend it with you making your ass miserable too.
There you go. So yeah, it's just craziness. I don't know why. For no ungodly reason.
Oh, yes. In their eyes, there is a reason, because we speak the truth.
Yeah.
And heaven forbids that should ever be talked about.
Yeah. Like today, I got on the freeway coming out of work. I was splitting lanes at like 70. And just as I got up to the airport, San Diego Airport.
Yeah.
I seen a I thought he was coming after me actually, and it was an Oceanside PD on a bike. So when I moved to the left, he went by and gave me a peace sign and a fucking wave.
Did you give him your favorite birdie?
I actually got behind him. It was 80 all the way home. Made it to Bill's shop in 25 minutes.
Oh, Jesus. All right. So, you know, you took advantage of that situation. That's great.
Yeah.
Shit. You know, not to downgrade the PD, which I often so do, you know, I mean, that's all right. He basically looked at you and left you on your way and let you cruise along backside of him. Whether he had ulterior motives or not, I don't know. But I personally believe that they need to be more low-key and stop stressing out over stupid shit, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like if traffic's flowing and everybody's flowing with the traffic and there's no accidents, why is there cause for concern or a five-alarm showdown, you know? It's like if shit ain't happening, they're looking for shit to happen, and that's where they cross the line.
Exactly.
I went for a little bit of wind therapy today myself. It was quite nice after class. I helped out a friend in need. He was
good
on vacation.
You.
Yeah, he was on vacation. He works hard like you. He's had the same job for the last 20 years, and his old lady was working till 5 p.m., and I'm the only bitch trusted on the back of that bike. So they hit me up last night, and they're like, can you jump on the bike with him and go up the highway to pick up the truck, because the truck was in the shop about 45 minutes away, and drive the truck back. Well, the truck's a beautiful truck. It's a luxury SUV. And I said, without a doubt, I'm like, I can definitely do that. So it was humid here today, but the wind was quite vigorous. That was doing a little bit of shake, rattle, and rolling because it was a bit over breezy. But, I mean, humidity-wise, it was perfect, perfect weather for riding. It was great. I had my leather on, and that was all I needed. It was comfortable.
Yeah.
And the fact that he has a wonderful gel seat in the back with a wonderful backrest, so I didn't have to sit up straight and didn't have to, like, hang on for dear life or anything like that. It was like cruising on a Cadillac. It's all good.
Good.
Absolutely.
You know, it's crazy. You know, they, like right now, I'm talking to you and they're still trying to fuck around.
When do they not?
I know.
It's like, you need to hire a little geek out of some IT college to hook you up, honestly. Because no matter what you do, it seems that they always try to worm around it. And
yeah, no, I got one.
You know, it's not that we hide the fact of what we talk about. We talk about headlines. We talk about the truths to things. We talk about the laws, the Constitution, et cetera, et cetera. There's nothing that is not out on social media that we post or repost or talk about that's not somewhere in these shows, you know? So it's not like we're hiding anything or anything like that. And you would think that they would just, you know, maybe shut up and listen and learn a lesson and maybe take some advice from their wrongdoings. But then again, admitting when one is wrong, you know, that's the biggest thing there. And they'll never do that. Because when admitting to one wrong, they'll have to admit to a dozen. And we can't have none of that now, can we?
No.
Is Miss Nora sick?
I have no idea. I haven't.
Yeah.
For the last hour, I've been fucking around with this, trying to find out what's going on.
Yeah, because I haven't spoken with her or text, but I had seen something that said in bed for the night, so I was assuming she's sick. A bunch of people have got colds going around, and God only knows there's talk that the Ebola virus has hit Braintree, Mass., but I don't know if that's in concrete or not. I'm not sure if they have a person hospitalized or brought a person in, or this is a random person. I've been on the go all day today, so I really haven't had time to really look at that situation. So, you know.
Yeah.
I just look at it like this, honestly. They did all this stuff when HIV hit the States. They caused mass hysteria, mass outrage, et cetera, et cetera. And then they found out exactly what they were dealing with, and people now with HIV live almost a full life, never even turning towards the AIDS status because we understand it better. And a couple of people I was talking with, you know, they basically want to live in a bubble in their homes. And I said, you know, over the course of thousands of years, back to when modern medicine was founded, the only way to truly beat something is to build up, you know, immunities to it. And the only way we're going to do that is by exposure, unfortunately. And yeah, some people aren't going to make it. And yeah, the medical stuff they're doing is trial and error. Nothing has been put down in concrete that's a cure-all.
Right.
But, you know, I'm going to assume that all the people who had or have Ebola in other countries, not all of them have gotten all medical treatment or whatever they're doing to stop this. And I'm sure some of them have lived, you know, through incubation periods, because with every virus and bacteria and stuff, there's an incubation period. And really, I hope they have people studying those people more, you know, because it's just one of them things. You have to be exposed to many different things in order for your body to say, hey, we can beat this, or this is a no problem. We'll spoof up a little of this hormone and this, you know, whatever the body does, because it's so complex. But people, I mean, I would be afraid because, okay, they're only telling common society bits and pieces of what they know, but you also got to look at it, like I said, you know, exposure. And with any type of exposure to anything, whether it be chemical, physical, whatever, there's always casualties, you know, and unfortunately there's going to be casualties. So people just need to be vigilant of their health. If they're sick for more than a couple of days, call your doctor, go see, you know, go to a clinic, do something, just keep on top of your health, but don't remain locked down in your house thinking that, you know, this bacteria can't get to you, because, you know, there's a possibility it can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's pretty crazy. And I'm sure some of the things they're assuming, as with what they assumed with HIV, are going to be proven irrelevant or wrong, you know, because everything with medicine is trial and error. And
yeah,
if it, you know, the thing, and we brought this up in sanitation class today, the thing is that if they develop a vaccine, and here we go onto some of the subjects we've talked about before, how fast can they make that vaccine? You know, can it be mass produced? Is there only going to be a limited amount of vaccine, like with the flu shots and everything else? And is that vaccine going to be the cure-all to this? You know, as quick as they're working on it, you know, we still have more and more cases popping up. And
right,
that would be my concern. And also my concern with any vaccine, yes, it's exposure, but what kind of exposure? And the problem is that, you know, how many people or animals or whatever have they tested this vaccine on? Because supposedly there's been people working on this virus for years because they knew of its existence. So I'd like to see a little bit more about, you know, what did they test it on? What was proven right? What was proven wrong? Instead of keeping everything so locked down, you know, I feel that the people have the right to know. If the CDC's involved, you know, you can go online and look up any restaurant and find out if there's been an E. coli outbreak in the restaurant, if they've had contaminations, anything like that. I feel that we should have the right to know, you know, where this is going and what they're they're doing.
They're going to tell you shit. They're getting all the FEMA camps ready.
I know. I'm just trying to be the voice of reason here. You know, I'm sure, you know, what gets me is I'm sure there are people that work for the CDC that would like to tell all and either cause the public to have alarm for concern or tell the public, you know, we don't have to be so worried about this, and they're deemed to shut up, you know. And that's just like, I don't understand why the CDC is also part of the FDA and also part of several other different food and bacteria groups when they should all be working together, and one group assumes that the other group is going to check something, and the other group assumes that the other group's going to check something, and then you have an E. coli outbreak, you know. And I actually, in class, I said, kind of like the FBI and the CIA, they're both doing the same fucking job, but neither one of them's on the same page. And my teacher said, exactly, you know. So I just think that they should take these groups and round them off, you know. Some of the groups we need, some of the groups we don't, but everybody needs to get on the same page or something, because a lot of money is going out in all different fucking directions, and a lot of times we still don't have no leeway of what the fuck is up.
Yeah. True.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, it's amazing, something like a sanitation class brings into light government and state officials. No matter what you do, there's always some government or state official involved, you know. It's a car. You got to have it registered. You got to have it inspected. You have to have it insured. Your medication bottle, it has to be, your license has to be scanned. Your insurance has to be checked. Are you a state resident, has to be checked. It's just ridiculous. And, you know, it's like we talked about the last show. Where is all this information going? What cloud is holding all this? You know, what building full of massive computers is storing all this? And who's watching it? Who's reading everything we do and what we do and how many times a day we shit, fart, burp, puke, and laugh? You know, I just think it's foolish if they took the money and actually did something worthwhile instead of, like, you know, fucking with your computer system or fucking with, you know, things I say or somebody else says, and actually got to the heart of issues, I think that this country would operate much better, you know?
Well,
but again, that would be telling the truth. And the only thing they want the truth out of is the common folks. They're allowed to lie, because somewhere within our laws, there's some little bylaw sitting in small print that says they are allowed to lie. And that's it.
Exactly. Been telling you that for years.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I've believed that for years.
Teach them how to.
And, you know, and I look at it like this. People aren't raised to hate the government or hate the cops or hate the rent-a-pigs. They automatically develop that hatred off of actions those people have taken either against them or people they love or a neighbor across the street. They view what they, you know, what's happening, and then they come to their determination of, we shouldn't trust this person, or these people are assholes, or whatever. And, you know, it's not even the point of, you know, we can sit here and talk all night about our rights and who's violating them and everything else. But the hatred aspect boils down to what people see with their own eyes. You know, you could be a person that's never gotten in trouble in your life with the law, never gotten arrested, never gone to court, never got a speeding ticket. But all you got to see is two things go off the wrong way, and you automatically become skeptical. How can I trust this organization? Or, oh my God, they did this, and I absolutely hate them. You know, they're their own worst nightmare. You know, because if they followed the rules, and everybody followed the rules, and everybody was truthful, more people would be understanding, you know, not less angered, but more people would be understanding when they got pulled over or talk to on a street corner or in a donut shop or wherever the hell they are parking themselves, you know, because then it would be looked at, well, hey, they're being honest and, you know, I broke this rule and it's cool. It's okay. You know, casual conversation, casual, hey, you can't do that. All right, man, that's good. You know, because then word of mouth comes, hey, that guy's cool. He's fair.
Yeah.
But we're never going to see that because the more and more of these punk-ass rookie fucking cops, bad fucking attitudes, thinking, you know, that they're like a dude that's been on the force for 40 fucking years, you're going to have more and more people hating them. And that's just the way it's going to go. They're their own worst enemy. They honestly are.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, right now, we got one guy listening to China, and, you know, if they catch him, you know what's going to happen.
Right, exactly. And it's like, you know, okay, China, that's a touchy country to begin with. But, you know, okay, they can govern the rules and the regulations that make up that country. But, you know, why can't people listen to this show? Why can't people, you know, follow shit on Google or anything else? Why do they, you know, smack down the whole computer persona? You know, that's to keep the people dumb and at bay. And, you know, that's not right neither. People should be given a choice of what they feel. And, you know, they should be able to voice their opinion within, you know, so many reasons, et cetera, not being hasty or whatever due to consequences. But, you know, you should be able to speak your mind with no harm, no foul.
Yeah, good luck on that one.
Mm. Exactly. I'm being really nice and not, like, rearing off to the right and going off. I'm trying to be nice.
Yeah.
You know, let me tell you a story. I was 18 years old, and I'm coming up a street in Fall River. And I'm 18, got a little bit of a chip on my shoulder, strutting my badass self, you know. And I went to meet a friend of mine. And I guess before I got there, she had gotten into a verbal disagreement with one of her neighbors. And I come stroll down the sidewalk. And she's screaming, the girl's screaming, there's a chick, she just stuck her head out the window, and she's screaming, and I'm trying to analyze all this. All I did was put my hand up in the air, and I looked at the girl up in the window, and I said, you need to stick your head back in the house. This doesn't concern you. Let these two do their thing. Well, with my hand up in the air, just pointing my finger at her, telling her, you know, mind your business, it's all good. My hand was brought around my back, and I was cuffed.
Mm-hmm.
The fucking cop that cuffed me, I'm looking at him. I'm like, what the, you know, I'm swearing. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? And he's like, oh, this is a disorderly and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I just got here. I said, I'm telling this girl to stick her head back in the house so we don't have a full-blown brawl right here, where more and more people are going to get involved, and you're going to arrest me? Yeah. Right there, and right then, left me the taste in my mouth of hatred. Because all I was trying to do was get my friend and the girl she was arguing with to calm down and not get anybody else involved so we could call it a day and go about our business. And that motherfucker had me in the can. I fought it in court, and it was dropped. You know, but it's just a simple fact that, you know, here I am 18 years old just trying to get people to keep the peace and mind their business and let these two argue it out. And I'm the one getting locked up in the fucking cruiser. None of them three got locked up. I was only there for 5 minutes. So I was used as the example. If you continue to do this, this is what's going to happen. And, you know, they had been arguing for a good 10, 15 minutes. So, you know, and that was my developed love hatred for, you know, the PDs.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes back over 30 years ago, and it's their own damn fault. Now, if he would have showed up and said, okay, what happened? How long have you been here? What's going on? No, he didn't even want to hear that. All he did was and I didn't even see him or hear him coming. He pulled up without light, siren, nothing. He was behind me. I was thinking it was normal traffic. My hand was up in the air. Next thing I knew, it was behind my back. And
mm-hmm.
that was it. And that's fucked up. That, you know, still to this day, that burns in me when I tell that story. It's like there was no need of that. He could have taken that situation and said, you know, ladies, let's act like ladies. You go your way. You people go back in your house. Let's call it a day. And he didn't. He tried to look like the big badass. And you know what his badass got him in court? Nada. It was dismissed. So, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. Nah, dude, you know, it's just like a friend of mine got stopped, and it was the same guy that I flew home with today. Yeah, and I made a right turn, and he got in the lane to make a left turn. So there's two lanes between us. So he's in the left lane, I'm in the right lane, all the way to the right side, waiting to turn right. As I proceeded to turn right, he hit the lights and stuff, pulled up behind me. So I stopped. And, hey, can I ask you a question? Yeah. I see you still got that, some stuff on my bike. Yes, I do. I said, do you have a meter? No, I don't. Then we're done talking. Am I free to go? And, kind of got miffed because I started the bike and drove away. I left him standing there.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
You asked him, you know?
Yeah.
That was like, I was engaging in conversation, and your hammer, the one that you keep exposed there, a person couldn't believe that you have to, like, keep that out in the open. And I'm like, yeah. You know, can't have something like that hidden. I'm like,
the California
like,
Highway Patrol lieutenant told me, if I plan on keeping that there, I need to zip tie it to the top of the bag.
Yep. And I tried to explain that, you know, the West Coast is a little bit different than the East Coast, not by much. And they got really bullshit about it. They were like, that is totally fucked up. And I'm like, is what it is. it's on top of the bag. Why is what fucked up?
You can't do that back there?
No, I think the fact that I wasn't too sure, but the fact that you have to keep it out in the open, that you know what I'm saying? You can't keep it inside your saddlebag because it could be considered.
You can. If they handcuff you and search your shit, and you happen to be wearing a cut, now you're going to get the gang enhancement and the concealed weapon and all kinds of other bullshit.
Well, that's basically.
You're
going to
play the game. Listen, this is what you should have said. If you want to get off the porch and be one of the big dogs, learn the rules, inside and out.
Yeah. Well, I said that I believed it had something to do with concealment, and their response, which was kind of smart, was, you know, a hammer, can't they use that to, like, fix something on a bike? I'm like, possibly. You know, I'm not a mechanic. They're like, that's just a tool.
Well, you can, but nine times out of ten, they look at you, the way you're dressed, what you're riding, and look at the hammer, and they're going, yeah, right. I told you that lady. I told you about that fucking woman cop that I proved was a liar in court when she told
right.
me. Yeah, bullshit. I know. I know what the, I know what you told the other guys about the hammer, but that's bullshit.
Yeah. It's a joke, is what it is.
It wasn't bullshit till I whipped out my phone and dialed that fucking lieutenant up and put him on the phone, and he explained it to her, and she got pissed off and slammed the door and drove away, left me in a cloud of smoke. But nobody said nothing. Nobody said nothing about an exhibition of speed or unsafe driving.
No, that's what I'm saying. They want truths out of us, but yet they can do
whatever
they
the
want.
Fuck.
Exactly. And, you know, and like I said, they're their own worst nightmare, because the actions they take, like what you just said, if anybody else was around or seen it or, you know, was listening, whatever.
Everybody saw it in front of a movie theater. 300
well,
people.
There you go.
300
there
people
go.
Saw it.
I'm sure there was plenty of people there that have never gotten into trouble in their life, never got a speeding ticket, never had an altercation with the PD, but witnessed that and all of a sudden developed, you know, I wonder if these people are on their A game, you know? And it that's the thing. They do what the fuck they want, and, you know, they create their own. They wonder why people give them a hard time, recite their rights, recite whatever they can to protect their liberties. It's because they act like horses' asses. You know, if you would have taken off like that, guaranteed she would have chased you down again and got you on something. You know, it's just wrong. They're supposed to uphold the laws and supposed to do what the rest of society does, and they don't. You know, if society's going 30 miles per hour, they're doing 55, and nobody pays no mind.
No,
you know?
It's like they got a Zoom by me.
Exactly. You know, just, I guess it's the look of the draw. It's whatever mood they're in. I wish we could, you know, be able to get away with that too.
Yeah, good luck.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. There needs
you know,
to be.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and with you guys out there, I mean, we're small states over here in New England. And, I mean, Christ, Rhode Island, you could drive around in a couple of hours and have covered the whole damn state. Massachusetts, too, pretty much. But you guys out there have more people on motorcycles than what we got. And, you know, another thing is that you guys can ride pretty much all year round, where our season is now kind of slowing down. And they really, I think what they do to you guys out there is just absolutely ridiculous. Don't get me wrong. They have checkpoints here, you know, for different events. They bring in the fucking SWAT team and the ATF and everything fucking else to monitor what you're doing when you go to different events. But it's nothing like what you all go through. Christ, a trip down the fucking highway can land you up in some serious dilemma out there in California. At least, you know, the bikers that are in my area, because it's not so much a high, flashy area of different things, they don't fuck with too much. You know, I can't say, you know, as you go further north and west into Massachusetts or, you know, the south side of Boston or any of those areas, because that's more people per block radius and you have more bike clubs and more bikers in general. But this area where I'm at is a little bit, you know, laid back. They kind of, I don't know, maybe because it's a little bit more country and more people take nice rides down, you know, Route 81 over here. And they don't fuck with them really unless there's some real havoc going on. But you guys there, every time you get on a bike, you got to worry about, you know, where they're at, what they're doing, and, you know, who's going to be the luck of the draw for the day to get fucked with. And it's just ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got people sending me all kinds of stuff, and it just, you know, I tell them what to do, I tell them how to do it, and then the next thing I know, they don't do shit.
There's a lot of folks out there. Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they want your advice. You give them the advice, and then they spout off to people about the advice, but then they don't follow through with the advice. And, you know, it's like one of the things you can only beat a dead horse. How does that phrase go? Beat a dead horse so many times or some shit like that. You know, and then you stop giving the advice.
Yeah. I just got a message from our mutual friend. I don't know if she knows.
I posted it to our wall, so
That was an hour ago.
Oh, Jesus.
And that's when she put under the covers for the night.
Okay. Well, obviously there's something there, but don't know.
Yeah.
You heard anything from Eunice?
No.
Was that a no?
Yeah, I said no.
Oh, my goodness. The hens are quiet. That could be a alarm for concern.
Yeah. You know, it's like it's like I told Bill. You know, we can teach people. We can tell them, but it all goes back to that old adage, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
Exactly. And some people, you know, I feel bad for some folks, not most, but some. They just, due to the fears that are around them and their fears within themselves, they're afraid to take a stand. And does that make them a coward? I don't know. Because you see shit kicking off, and, you know, like I said earlier, you form your own opinions from what you see. And people nowadays are afraid to speak their mind. And, you know, there's hundreds of books sitting on a shelf somewhere full of dust that tell you what you have the right to, that tell you what you should speak up about, that tell you what you can speak up about. And people are just afraid because, God forbid, you say something the wrong way or maybe not in proper etiquette and you're deemed some type of traitor of some sort, you know? And that's what I feel, you know, is really going wrong in this country, is that they're starting to make people, you know, afraid to go piss behind a building, to put it to you bluntly, you know, even though that's something you shouldn't be doing. But, you know, they've got all this camera stuff pushed in our face. No matter what you do, someone's watching. No matter where you go, someone's watching. No matter what you do online or on your phone or on your iTablet or whatever the fuck you got going on, someone's watching. And I look at that and I'm like, this country is almost like, what is it, socialist? Am I saying that correctly?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and that's not what this country was founded on. But the more people shut up and they don't voice, you know, the liberties that have been given to them, the more and more the government is just going to steamroll over them. Because if you're afraid to speak up and afraid to, you know, state the truths of the rules that govern this society, we might as well just lay it all down and just say fuck it and walk around with like numbers attached to our foreheads or something. You know, mm-hmm. it don't make no sense. We've got vets like yourself that have fought for these liberties, and vets that are still fighting, and vets that have PTSD because of fighting. And these people have, you know, sworn their lives to protect the rules that govern this country and to keep it safe and to keep freedom intact. And, you know, if people don't stand up and voice their opinion, you know, 10 years from now, it's really going to be a shitstorm.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
So,
yeah.
What did you do this weekend?
I went to AMA races, flat track.
Nice.
Yeah, and I went to the doctor.
Went to the doctor?
Yeah, found out I broke a rib.
Ugh. From what?
Over a pipe.
Oh, over. I don't know if I want to know all that.
Yeah, no. I was doing something. I was teaching somebody how to do something. And next thing I know, bink.
Well, that'll teach you, won't it?
But if, you know, if I didn't show him, nobody would have showed him.
True enough. True enough.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if you guys saw that post on my page from Emilio, but he's be friends with Juice, yes or no? Watch tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, be back tonight.
I think I've got a lot of theories about what's going to happen on SOA for this season, but I'm just going to sit back and see.
Minutes, I'm out of here.
Who?
14 minutes, I'm out of here.
Okie dokie pokey.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go kick back and watch.
I think Juice is going to go out in a blaze of glory. He's going to die the ultimate sacrifice for the love of his club, even though he fucked up big time.
Hey, everybody's been asking me, hey, what happened to Gemma?
Shit, you know what? Gemma deserves to go down, man. She's done some shady shit. But, you know, another thing with the SOA, folks need to get some shit straight that, you know, that's a nighttime soap opera that's got a biker theme base. Just like during the day, the soaps have an aristocratical theme base. And, you know, what goes on in that show doesn't mean that that is what goes on in society. And people have got a real twisted sense of what is and what isn't, you know? And they need to get a grip and know that it is a nighttime soap opera to keep you tuned in. Ratings, money factor. So they're going to really, you know, spoof up the script to keep you watching. It doesn't mean that that's going on in the world around you. You know, because there's so much controversy with the show, and that, you know, some people say that it's opened up the eyes for people to be in tune with bikers. Some people say that, you know, that show is based off of some biker group, or, you know, that's the lifestyle bikers live. And, you know, they need to really get a grip, because if all that shit was going on, like on the show, a lot of it would be on mainstream media just for ratings. People, get a grip. It's a soap opera. It's not reality, you know? And I don't understand that concept neither, you know? It's like, how ignorant can people actually be, you know? And they are. And that's just proof to people need to get a grip, honestly.
Yeah. Say hello to Art.
Art, hello.
Yeah, he's in the chat room. He's not on the phone.
Art is chat. Silent Art, the art of being silent.
This is what I want you to listen to. This. There is no crueler tyranny, in which than that is which perpetuated under the shield of law and the name of injustice or name of justice. Art said hello.
Hi, Art.
Oh my God! Is that Nora in Chicago?
Yes. I am sick as a dog, but I'm here.
You know, if you had some clothes on, and those pictures you post,
if people would stop taking my face profile picture and posting it on the walls, I wouldn't have been so aggressive. But for the last several weeks, I've been doing stuff outside, don't have a winter coat, so I was, like, trying to stay bundled up, and then I woke up this morning sick as a fucking dog.
Wait a minute. You live in fucking Chicago. What do you mean you don't have a winter coat?
I didn't have one last year either. My kid came first. I mean, I had a winter coat. I got a winter coat last year, and then she needed one because hers didn't fit her. So gave her mine, and then layered up.
I'm just going to dub you the queen of naughty pictures.
You know, that's not even my butt. But it wasn't my butt.
We know you bent over backwards in the mirror trying to adjust that fucking.
No, because I don't wear jewelry. I don't wear jewelry.
Dude,
it's very rare that I will. That's not my butt. But I have no problem posting my ass. I did it before once until I got reported, and I said, "Fuck you, people." But no, all weekend long, people were taking my face profile pictures and posting it on walls. I'm like, "What the fuck is wrong with people?"
By the way, the phrase of the week is pickle kisser or pickle smoocher. I read that tonight, and I'm going to be saying that all fucking week. I think that's great.
Is that something like a pickle tickle?
A pickle tickle. That's even better.
man, I got to reel both of you guys in. We're going to a fucking X show here. Go ahead. Keep talking.
Jesus.
What?
I read pickle kisser off one of my friends' posts on social media, and I was like, pickle kisser? I'm like, what the fuck is that? And I just kept rereading it like three times, and I was laughing. So, of course, I had to throw my two cents in and post it on my page. And then all of a sudden I got people posting, no, it's pickle smoocher. I'm like, pickle smoocher? That's even funny. Now you're saying pickle tickle. This is great. By the end of the week, I'll probably have about 40 phrases that combine the word pickle. I think it's awesome.
Well, no, I figure that other people heard of it. So heard that phrase, pickle tickle. You know, it's like, all righty.
Nope, the only thing I know about pickles is A, I hate them, and B, that song, I don't want a pickle, I just want to ride my motorcycle. You know, I think it's Olive Gumfrey. Is that who sings that damn song? I can't. Yes,
wow.
I'm being lame, I'm sorry.
Hey, you know what, it's okay. Nobody's lame, we're just eccentric or twisted in our own shit, you know? I don't know. It's crazy. Crazy as hell. Yeah. But no, that wasn't my butt. I don't wear jewelry.
Question, Nora, you got any like Ebola stuff going on in Illinois or no?
Not that I have heard of, no. The hospitals have been getting ready though because
I was telling
the travel that's going to be coming through Chicago.
Oh, yeah. You know when it's going to go full-blown? It's going to be over the holidays when everybody is traveling everywhere because they're not going to be able to stop that process of people,
exactly.
You know.
There's five major airports that are going to be affected. It's going to be O'Hare. It's going to be in New York. It's going to be Atlanta.
I read something briefly, and like I was telling Phil, I'm not able to say yay or nay because I've been on the go all day, but I read something briefly about there was a case of Ebola in Braintree, Mass. How concrete that is, I don't know because I haven't really had a chance to examine the goods because half the goods going around socially are just watered down and gossip.
Right.
So
no, I know.
Gonna have to do some digging later.
Right. But yeah, no, as of what I am aware of, no, not yet. Not yet. But the major hospitals, like what we have here with Shonos, like Rush Presbyterian, St. Luke's, and Northwestern, they're getting ready. They're getting ready. So I'm assuming... It could make me look like an ass, but I'm assuming that it's going to get harsh here, you know.
Right.
Unless if we're supposed to have that crazy-ass winter like we did last year, and if that's the case, I don't know if the Ebola
well, that would be
in that
exactly. That would be a positive. The areas for concern are like, you know, down there all
the
along
the warmer states. Right.
Yeah, all along the south, and you know, the United States that butts up against the poorer countries, you know, that don't have the proper medical care, and
right.
not to throw the illegals underneath the rug, but they still are coming into the country. They're dirt poor. They have no medical, and they're not going to be checking into the hospital anytime soon. And that's the problem I foresee is, you know, it's going to be fucking everywhere in the South,
yeah.
and they're going to have no way to contain it because, you know, so many people are coming here without paperwork, without, you know, immunizations, et cetera, et cetera. And,
right.
again, throw anybody under the bus because...
No. And it shouldn't be even looked at in that manner. I mean, there's poverty in every state here.
Right.
Meaning, you know, you've got your upper class, your middle class, and, of course, you got, you know, your poverty level area or neighborhoods. And, you know, it's just a fact. It's not calling a spade black. It's just, it is what it is. And
right.
the further south, if anyone has ever been, like, I've been through the rural areas like Georgia and Alabama where, you still see people living in these little wooden huts.
Yep.
You know, with no plumbing, no nothing like that. I mean, they're just way out there.
And then look at New Orleans, you know, down in the bayou and stuff like that. People that live, you know,
they're all hidden.
And that's where there's going to be some big problems. And like what I said earlier, there's going to be mass casualties, and those are going to be the areas that are going to be hit hard.
Right.
The people that have just turned away from society, they're too poor to make it, and they just live off the land in a simple structure. And I mean, you got people still living in the mountains in the Appalachians that
people can't even get to.
You know,
Art says the illegals have overwhelmed and bankrupted the numerous hospitals in California. 27 of them, as a matter of fact. There's a hospital about 9 miles from me that's going to close in November. Fallbrook Hospital is going to close.
Oh my God.
Well, that's crazy.
You know, that's like the illegal here that nobody actually knows about. I know of one, and it was just a bad thing. I thought it was just someone that actually needed a random actual ride, you know, and finding out that this person's illegal here in the States, isn't even from this country,
can't get a job,
can't get anything, but yet is here. How the fuck does that work?
Because in your area, because I used to live over there, you got to look at it like this. Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, it's farming time in the spring and summer. They come in, they tend to the fields, and then they move to another warmer area, tend to the fields, and then they come back. Because really to say that they're doing any form of other work, no, they're not. They're not working at McDonald's. They're not working in the hospital. They're slipping under the radar.
Right.
And
I understand that. Spanish people from Mexico, they split through the border every day.
Right.
What I'm trying to understand, figure out, how can someone from Italy slip through? Because it's not like you can just cross the fucking border down by Texas. Hello? Or Arizona, whatever. You know what I mean? How the fuck does that happen?
How does any of that happen? You know, personally.
Exactly.
Personally, I think that we should have a big wall all around this country, and everybody's
got
to get checked in the
get
right
the fuck
way.
Out.
And
yeah.
call me whatever you want. But you know what? We don't have enough shit here to tend to our own, let alone tend to everybody
other
else's
people.
Problem.
Exactly. You know, I had a message come to me, hey, can you help me get this person out of this thing? I'm like, are you crazy? How the fucking know?
And, you know, Mexico, until they get their government together and their shit together, it's just going to continue to be a very overwhelming problem. Do I have pity for them people? Of course, because whenever you leave your homeland and your family, it's due to major casualties and stress and corruption. I have sympathy for them people, but I also feel that, you know, if you want in this country, there's a proper way to go about it. And if it means
exactly.
you have to wait, then you have to wait, you know.
Exactly.
And something has to be done. And like I said, I do have sympathy for anybody who tries to reach this country for a better life. But, you know, we can't go into other countries. Christ, when hikers are walking in the mountains, you know, overseas and they accidentally cross a state line, they're jailed, you know. Oh, nope, you're going to jail. You don't belong on this side of the state line or country line, whatever. But we don't do that here. And I feel that, you know, this is a breakdown. This is, you know, they obviously
right.
are allowing it.
Right.
Because they have plenty of people, you know, with the economy being bad, that they could hire to do border
right.
patrol, do whatever needs to be done, and they just choose to keep it as is. And, you know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I could understand if someone was coming through, you know, if they're out of Mexico or something, they crossed in. But how can a person actually come from one country to a different country without having any papers and get the fuck in?
They either knew somebody or they had money stacked up, because money talks and bullshit walks. And that's the God honest truth with that, because
right.
in order for that to happen, you know, that's either they knew somebody or they paid somebody, and that's just the way it goes. But
yeah, I was just like, don't even come to me with that shit. I ain't dealing with fucking immigration. Fuck that. Ugh. I got my own shit to worry about, not how to get somebody to fuck out of the state. Ugh.
You know, and people that chance coming into the country illegally, you know, they're possibly looking at deportation and never stepping foot back on the soil again. And that's
yeah.
another thing I don't understand. They want to get out of their country. They want to come here to start a new life. Well, why not
right.
do it the right way? File the paperwork. Do what you got to do. Wait your time. And then
yeah.
come into the country with the proper paperwork and be able to
exactly.
to work.
Say, hey. I know somebody I'm going to visit for, like, a holiday, you know what I mean? Don't just sit there and flap the fuck in.
I'm gonna tell you something. A dear friend of mine, she's from Venezuela, and Venezuela right now is a mess. It really is. And her kids are here. They're here legally. They've got their paperwork. And she's doing everything in her power to get her mom here. Her mom is sick.
Right.
They don't have good medical down there with all the bullshit going on. And
right.
the American embassy over there is closed. And until it opens up, there's nothing that she can do, because, you know, she wants to sponsor her mom, because something with the paperwork, if they've got family that can be responsible for them, et cetera, helps
right.
the paperwork along. And she was trying to explain all that to me. And there ain't nothing she can do. You know, the country, some of it is torn up pretty bad with, like, civil bullshit. And
right.
her poor mother is just stuck there. And now there's somebody trying to go about it the right way, and she can't get her mother here. And we
right.
let how many illegals over the border every single
every
day?
Every single, yeah.
And
probably
she's a hard,
so many
she's,
minutes every single day. Yeah.
Yep, she's not on assistance. She works hard. She pays her taxes. Tends to her kids, you know, leads the life of an American, trying to
right.
reach that American dream. And it's like,
right.
you know, I look at that, if she could sit back and worry about her mom night and day, but she's done the right thing and she's waiting her time, I look at it like everybody else should do that too. Yes, we have a beautiful country. Yes, it's a great country. Yes, right now we're a little bit
it's
overpopulated, you know.
It's
but, you know, the door is open if you follow the right protocol. And, you know, I don't get how, you know, they think that coming over here illegally and doing these, you know, farming jobs and everything else is going to get them ahead and get that American dream, because it's not. Minimum wage don't even get you by, let alone peanuts on the dollar getting paid under the fucking table and having to move your family every 3 months to follow the weather. Exactly.
I mean, like, with the job that my daughter has, you know, because Megan can't work a 5-day-a-week job because of the baby therapy, okay? So if she works 1 day a week, that's $60. How the fuck do you live on that? You can't. In reality, you can't. I don't care what the hell our situation is. That food prices were lower, gas prices were lower. You know, it doesn't matter. Who can live on $60 a month?
You can't. You would think with anybody illegal wanting to leave their country, they would want to come into this country with papers and stability to be able to live in the same spot, to be able to work
and
the same.
And not be scared looking over their shoulder and when they're going to get deported.
For their children to stay in the same schools, develop the same social skills, et cetera, et cetera.
Hey, I want you guys to hold that thought. I just missed the epilogue from last week's events. I'm going to watch the rest of it. So I'll see you guys Thursday. No song tonight. Nothing. You guys take care. Stay out of trouble. Talk to you soon. Be here Thursday at 6.
Away, junkie you are.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Good night.
Bye.